24 March and year-to-date camping unit and revenue reports, and Director Van Meteren will stay with us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, Secretary Rowland, Jeff Van Meteren, Parks Director. We'll end with a positive note here. Again, we're having a great season so far for the most part in our parks, and both camping and revenue. So we'll look at the March camping report. That should be item number 24 in your program there. Not a lot to report. You know, again, we're dealing with smaller numbers. These are actual campers that have camped in our park. We've had some very good weather, some mixed weather in some parts of the state. I would tell you that maybe there's two things to point out on here. One is we get some long-term campers that stay for a month in our parks, and the managers have the discretion this time of year to extend past our 14-day restriction. They take advantage of that. We obviously have lots of open campsites this time of year, so that can kind of skew some of the numbers. But then the other thing you'll see, like if you particularly look at like District 7 there, which is Big Sioux, Lake Vermilion, Palisades, and District 8, Newton Hills, areas around larger communities. This is the time of year I always find when somebody buys a new boat, somebody buys a new camper, that they just can't wait to get out. So we get some of those early season users. When you drive through the parks at this time of year, a lot of brand new campers still have the stickers on them. And so they're excited, and we're excited. We're happy to have those folks. So anyway, March was a good month. And then if you turn the page and look at the year-to-date numbers through March, you'll see we're 45% ahead of last year at this time. Again, low numbers, but it's a great trend. We're not gonna be sad about that. So I think kind of like with the fish program right now, our goal right now is to start creating that excitement and the momentum, and it really helps when the weather turns. Commissioner Cole was telling me that I think we're looking at some 80 degree days next week. Commissioner Whitmire, I don't know, hopefully you get up to 10 in your country. I mean, you're saying you just got some snow yesterday again. So so let's get into the revenue. If you look at the March revenue report, again, great sales with our annual licenses, particularly the doubles. This is a trend we push. In fact, our staff this year put up a pop-up so that when you make a reservation, they try to cross-sell that with a double annual license purchase. And we really believe that's the results are speak for itself there. We've seen some great increases in our double license sales, so happy about that. 26% up in annual license sales, that's awesome. Dailies, a little more... little more weather conducive. We're actually up with our regular daily sales. The first two lines there in our other parks, it's Custer State Park. And you can only imagine the fire, temporary road closures, and then some major road construction that are going on right there. If you factor that out, we'd be up in our daily license sales too. But Custer State Park generates a lot of license sales. That should change here. Hopefully we don't have any more fires. Hopefully we don't have any more road closures due to wind storms and that kind of stuff. And the construction is progressing pretty well, I was told here by the staff here the other day. So overall, our license sales are up 17%. We're really thrilled about that. Camping services, these are advanced reservations versus actual stays. So you might be asking, well, I thought you just showed me you're up 45%. Well, that's actual campers. These are advanced reservations. A little caution here, when these numbers come in, dates can make a huge difference. If we miss a weekend that we reported last year, that can really skew the numbers. I mean, all total, we're not very far off of last year, even though it does, revenue-wise, it does show we're down 9%. But we know what's ahead. We've looked at our weekends here. We have several weekends where we've actually met or exceeded what we had last year for reservations, advanced reservations. We also have a few weekends that we know we can target, so we're going to start doing that. But we've also seen a trend here, it seems like in the last 4 or 5 years since post-COVID, is where people tend not to make is reservations as far out. And I think that's just something we're going to have to learn to deal with. So that does reflect sometimes in our reservation reports. One other quick thing to point out is our Spring Creek boat slips. No, we didn't do a major fee increase there. We're just collecting slip fees sooner this year. And that should level out over the months to come ahead of time. But overall, we're just barely down 1% for the month of March. But then when you look down below, year to date, we're actually 1%. So happy about that. Again, we're going to target some of those weekends where we know we have camping capacity. That will be starting here real soon. We're going to try to use some of our programs that we put on in our parks to speak to those weekends and encourage people to take advantage of those and make the reservations. So, lastly, I guess I would turn to the, that report right there. Thank you for bringing that up. License sales. Let's talk a little bit about this before we get into questions. We've got the years of 23, 24, 25, and 26 on here, and then a three-year average. All the comparisons on the far right end are against the three-year average. As you will see on there, this is over the last 3 years. We are not only ahead dollar-wise, but we're also ahead in permit sales on our annual licenses from any of the three previous years. We're up 18% over the 3 year average, which is excellent. Our daily sales were down just a little bit compared to 25, but compared to the 3 year average, we're up almost 16%. So very happy about that. Last year we had some outstanding daily license sales. I think with some better conditions in Custer State Park, we would have exceeded that for this year. All total, we have sold more daily and annual license sales this year than any of the previous 3 years, which we're very excited about. Looking down below in the camping units, again, these are actual units that have been on site compared to the three-year average. We're up 61%. But again, it's very early in the season, so small numbers here. And then something you're all familiar with, we're really tracking our lodging nights. Again, good news, we're up 19.5%. One lodge unit, two lodge units I want to call out is the Pickerel Lake one. Part of our manager's conference this week was touring that site, and that was a totally staff-built lodge. Absolutely beautiful. We built it out 4 extra feet compared to the first one we built at Newton Hills. I think that made a huge difference. People love the location. It's right on the lake, right on the lake. You could cast your line from the deck. Just a great spot. Just really neat. I asked the manager there, what are you getting back for feedback? Well, they have a little guest registry type book that people can leave comments. And he says people love what this is. We hardly get any comments. I think he said the only comment we got was, could you provide some corn on the cob holders for the corn? You know, and, yeah, we can do that. That's pretty simple. So anyway, yeah, it was fun. And then the other one down there at Spring Creek, you're probably wondering, wow, that's you've doubled the numbers there. We do have our restaurant operator using a couple of those units. He's paying us for that. And then we also housed a lot of our department staff that went to the law enforcement academy. So we do count those units in there as well. We know that these lodge units are an area where we can continue to grow. We've had excellent growth the last 3 years, but there's still more capacity here. And we will continue to push that. The newer generations like all the creature comforts of home, and that's what we have in these lodges. So there's also some conveniences too, like having the indoor bathrooms and that kind of stuff. So I guess with that, I would open it up to any questions.
Any questions from the commission and or comments?
Chairman?
Commissioner Kirkaby.
Secretary, or director. When you said staff build, you mean the guys take the hammers and build it, or you design it yourself and somebody else builds it?
Through the chair, Commissioner Kirkby, we actually built this from the ground up. We have an extremely talented building maintenance specialist up in that area. We poured the concrete, the foundation, finished everything. The only things we don't do are the electricity. We need to have that meet code. So in this case, we brought an electrician. We do have parts that do have electricians, and we will do that. We will perform that work there, and then a plumber as well. We do a lot of the rough-ins, but they do some of the final connections and that kind of stuff. Otherwise, this was completely done. We have staff there right now building close to a 1,600-square-foot office building in Watertown right now. Same way, poured the foundation, putting up all the walls, all the siding, all staff-led. Not only does this gentleman take the lead, he designed that building, but he's also teaching all these young staff that are helping him with this, and they love working with him. So they're learning this trade. We can just keep using those talents as things go on. So, and we save a lot of money too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Additional questions and/or comments? Seeing none. Well, that does take us to the end of our agenda. Solicitation of items. Do we have any commissioners that would like to bring up a particular topic that they would like to see addressed during a future commissioner meeting? Now's the time for you to make that suggestion. And if it comes to mind later, you know who to reach out to. And with that, before we adjourn, I just want to thank the commission and the team GF&P for their work. We had a lot of topics to tackle over the last 2 half days, and so I appreciate your work, your dedication, and the discussion on those items. Secretary, before we adjourn.
Yeah, well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I'll echo those thanks to staff and the commission. We navigated a lot of topics like you mentioned, and I thought those discussions were very fruitful. Obviously, we have our next meeting in Custer State Park in May, so we'll be able to go tour beautiful Custer State Park. We do have a governance meeting that'll be right before the Thursday meeting, the commission meeting itself, so we'll have some time to talk about Robert's Rule of Order and other governance-related topics within the commission process, so please put that on your calendars. But May is always a fun meeting. We'll have a commissioner's reunion. Just for the new commissioners, this is a time where we can first travel meeting of the year. This will start our travel circuit for the summer, so this will be our last meeting in Pier here for a while. But looking forward to that May commission meeting. If there's any topics along the way you wish for us to cover during that meeting, please let us know. And like always, we're always available for phone calls and questions along the way. But yeah, it's turkey season opens tomorrow, and not in the Black Hills though. In the Black Hills, it opens April 25th. But everywhere else on the prairie, it opens tomorrow. So I know there's a lot of folks excited about that. I have an 8-year-old. That's all he thinks about right now is shooting the turkey. So I'm excited to take him out tomorrow morning. But it's spring. The fish are starting to bite. Snow geese, and that migration has rolled through. And it was a good season, but a quick season. They weren't around very long. But that was also fun for folks to get out and enjoy that opportunity. But yeah, this is a kickoff to spring, and here we are already. April 11th starting tomorrow, and we'll go from there. So thank you, Commission, for a great meeting. Thank you, staff, once again. And with that, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And with that, we need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Bartley. And all those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.